Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What's going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez in the saddle. Welcome in another edition of Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And however you might be joining me today, I'd like to welcome you in, whether it's streaming live on the Sports Byline USA website, using the Sports Overnight America app to tune it in, TuneIn Radio itself, SiriusXM, or if you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, like to welcome you into the show, and most importantly, thank you for your service. It's a true honor to be able to just, you know, sit in this ice box that I'm in and talk sports, and hopefully bring you some entertainment and little slice of home if you're overseas. So thank you for listening, taking some time to join me today. Phone lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We don't normally do open lines here, but when you're the person pushing all the buttons and doing the talking, I can do whatever I want. So the phone lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're just going to talk some sports. If you got something on your mind, bring it. I'll hear you out. At 40 after, though, I will bring in veteran sports writer Dan Schlossberg to talk about his new baseball annual called Here's the Pitch 2025 Inaugural Edition. A lot of going on in the sports world. It normally kind of a slowish time, but basketball's going, football definitely going, even though the Super Bowl's done. The Taylor Swift discourse, that's never going to go away. The Mahomes, the Kelsey discourse is never going to go away. The Kendrick Lamar, it's been nonstop takes on that. So we'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit, and we'll also talk about what's next, because we've already got, I don't know if it's the hot stove in football, but we've got NFL hot stove things to discuss. Hockey's going. Champions League is going. Shout out Real Madrid winning 3-2 against Manchester City in leg one of their knockout round. So lots to discuss, and again, some baseball at 40 after with Dan Schlossberg. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez, this is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk some sports, shall we? Let's start things off a little, not a Super Bowl postmortem. I'm not going to overanalyze everything, but let's navigate some of the storylines coming out of the Super Bowl, shall we? I think the first thing is there was news that CJ Gardner-Johnson, defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's set the scene, shall we? He posted on Instagram after their victory over the Chiefs a photo of Travis Kelce's ex. I know her first name is Jordan. Excuse me. Forgive me. I don't remember her last name. And I'm not going to say exactly what was on the caption or what the caption of the photo was, but it was basically him saying, "You should have stuck with her, bro, for the curves." He said thick and some other words that I can't repeat on the air. Thick is fine. This spirit, you get the spirit of it, okay? He basically said, Taylor Swift isn't curvy. You should have stuck with this more attractive woman because she's thick. And CJ Gardner-Johnson not one to shy away from talking smack. And I respect it. I like it. I like trash talk. But the thing is, the internet is an awful place. Just for every good thing about the internet, there is usually a couple that are not so great. I think X, encapsulates that a fair amount. There are some great things about social media and Twitter, X. I'm going to just call it Twitter. It's stupid. Memes and jokes and on this date or here's a fun stat. There's all kinds of those type of things that exist there. There's also an insane amount of trolling and people just generally up to no good and being awful. There, whatever adjective you want to come up with, generally you can find it. So CJ Gardner-Johnson posts this. I believe it was on Monday. Maybe it was Sunday night after the game. I think it was Monday, though. And what happened afterwards, I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. A, he antagonized or provoked or whatever phrasing you want to use. He came after them. It wasn't directly, but he galvanized them. The Kansas City Chiefs fan base die hard over the last few years now that they're super good and Patrick Mahomes with Kelsey. He also upset the Swifties. So what happened? This is what happened. CJ Gardner-Johnson's mother runs a restaurant. She's got her own restaurant in Florida. And since CJ Gardner-Johnson posted that thing on Instagram about Travis Kelce's ex and how he should have stayed with her and implied he should dump Taylor for her, his mother's restaurant has been receiving a bunch of bogus one-star reviews. A lot of them are talking about, oh, rude customer service, the food was raw, this place should get shut down. There was a Twitter account, not the user handle, but you know how you can have like a name attached, and the name attached was something Taylor Swift related, and they said, oh, I called ICE on the restaurant. Let's see how long that restaurant lasts. Just mind-boggling things to have a guy talk some crap, and their first instinct is to, let's take down his mother. It's just awful. And I feel for his mom. She didn't say anything negative to Taylor Swift. She didn't, maybe she did. To my knowledge, all of this junk heading her way towards her restaurant, at her restaurant, to my knowledge, she didn't do anything. It was her son. If you got a problem, and I'm not going to say if you got a problem with him, go after him. Let's not go after anybody. But if you got a problem, direct that vitriol, those mean words, at him, not his mother. And we've seen this in sports happen way too often, where a player does something, and then his family starts getting death threats, or her family starts getting death threats. This is, I wish I could say this was the first time I've heard of a story like this. It's totally not. This is what it's like being a modern athlete or somebody, a family member or a loved one of a modern athlete. It's insane. We've heard stories of people getting swatted and houses getting robbed and death threats because player X fumbled a ball in a big game, so let's threaten his parent. It's just insane the amount of vitriol that exists over such mundane things. What if this guy just prefers this woman, Jordan, over Taylor Swift? That big deal! It's not like he said Taylor Swift is hideous and has no curse. He technically didn't say anything negative directly about Taylor Swift. All he said was Travis Kelce's ex, thick. He should have stuck with it. I understand how that could upset you. If you're Taylor Swift, or if you're Travis Kelce, but if you're a fan of an artist who you may never meet, fan may not know that you exist, to take that passion, that fandom, which is generally admirable, and to turn it into something so negative is disheartening, and it's a shame. But we've seen it happen before, where, yeah, you know, this fan base is upset that somebody said something, so they're going to go after him. They're going to mobilize. Not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. And it's unfortunate for CJ Gardner-Johnson's mom and her restaurant, the people that she employs. It's a shame. I will say, minor piece of good news coming out of it. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, to be fair, I should say this, people claiming to be Chiefs fans and claiming to be Swifties, it's the internet, it's 99.8% anonymous. I could create an account right now during the next commercial break that makes me look like I'm a huge Swiftie, and in the name of Taylor Swift, I'm going to trash this woman's restaurant. But there are people now that have seen what's been happening with C.J. Gardner-Johnson's mother's restaurant, and a lot of these people are Eagles fans. A lot of people are just people on the internet that are unhappy that it's happening to her, that are now giving her fake five-star reviews. So it all balances out, I guess, but it really is a shame that we're going after somebody's mom's livelihood and the livelihood of her employees because her son said something that they didn't like. It's ridiculous. It is such a shame. You're right, Dayon. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA. This is Sports Overnight America. Hang tight. We got more on the other side. My face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. I used to heat your body.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. If you want to participate, you can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we can talk some sports, whatever's on your mind. Coming up at 40 after, I'll be joined by sports writer Dan Schlossberg. He's also the editor of the new baseball annual publication, Here's the Pitch 2025, the inaugural edition. So getting off the ground for the very first time there. So we'll talk to Dan, talk some baseball. There's hot stove has cooled down. A couple big free agents out there still. But a lot to talk about with him on the future of the game. See what he thinks about Rob Manfred as a commissioner. Because I don't like him. Maybe Dan does. We'll see if he's got some old man in him. Back in my day, I liked it better this way because I know my role here at the network is to give some of our talent who are all older than I am, or at least a lot of them are older than I am. I like to give them a lot of, you know, junk and make fun of them and whatnot, but for being old. But I'm getting there. And I do have some tendencies, some get-off-my-lawn tendencies. So, anyway, that was a long way of talking about we'll have Dan Schlossberg on in the next segment. Okay, I talked about I'm not really going to break down the Super Bowl. You've heard it enough by now. The Eagles won. Also, shout-out to Tate McRae, pop musician. She dances, she sings. Very talented young woman. She, a couple years ago in the first Chiefs-Eagles matchup, she does not watch football for some context. She's more of a hockey person. She is from Canada, after all. But they asked her, what's going to be the score of the game? And she goes, 40-22. Who's going to win? Philly. Well, she was right. Just 2 years too early. So I got to give a little shout out there to Tate McRae for, again, prematurely, but she got it right. She nailed it. I got to give her massive props. Good job. All right, so I'm not going to break down the game. You've heard all the analysis. I'm not going to break down Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance and how it's in like a day and a half, I think, it had already reached the same amount of views as Usher's performance on YouTube. So there's that. I'm not going to do that, though. I'm not going to break it down. You heard it. What I will say is there is some football news, and that is 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel has requested a trade. A little bit of a surprising move. There's been a lot of discourse amongst Niners fans. I count myself as one of those, so I see a lot of, you know, my Facebook groups and Twitter and Instagram and comment sections and all that. My friends, a lot of them are Niner fans, so I've had a lot of different discourse with them as well. And when it comes to Deebo Samuel, there's always been talk, are they going to trade him? They got to trade him, right? Are we going to trade him? He's making a lot of money. He's not the same Deebo that he used to be. Well, it looks like Deebo, during his exit interview with the 49ers, pulled a, you can't fire me, I quit, kind of energy. It was obviously not the exact same thing, but during his exit interview with the team, Deebo Samuel has requested a trade from the 49ers. And Deebo did go on to say, it was a hard conversation to have with Kyle because of the relationship that we have, but I have to do what's best. I'm more than thankful for the Niners giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, but now I think it's best that we find another team. So, again, the request, not a huge surprise, but now it's like, where do the Niners go from here? What happens now? Your wide receiver room, if you trade him, is Brandon Ayuk, who's recovering from an injury. Ricky Pearsall, who was a rookie, who also got shot. He had flashes once he got healthy. Like, hey, all right, Ricky Pearsall might be a player. Let's go. This is not bad. You've got Juwan Jennings, who at different times has been outstanding and easily the best receiver on the 49ers. You've got, honestly, I'm not even sure who's there. Chris Conley. I know Ronnie Bell's not there anymore. There's a lot of question marks at wide receiver without Deebo. So what do they do from here? In my mind, there's a couple things at play here. One, who wants Deebo Samuel? And I don't mean that like, who wants Deebo Samuel? Deebo Samuel can still be a very good player. Still is pretty good. He's not the very good or the great player that he was just a couple of years ago. I was talking with someone here at Byline, And we were reminiscing on Debo's game against the Packers in the freezing temperatures in the playoffs. They may not win that game without Debo Samuel. And I heard somebody else kind of mention that the 49er fans, we kind of romanticize the old Debo, where you think Debo Samuel and you think 3-4 years ago. Not necessarily where Debo's at now. So I don't know how much you can get for him. I know in the past John Lynch has said, we're not in the business of giving players away. I'm all for that. Respect. I'm all for that. 100% in. However, what can you realistically get? And I think that approach from John Lynch, you saw it with Brandon Ayuk last year. There was, are they going to trade him? Are they going to trade him? Are they going to sign him? Are they going to trade him? Are they going to sign him? They weren't willing to trade him for pennies. They also weren't just going to cut him. Totally, totally fine. Oh, here we go. It looks like we might have a caller here. Hey, caller, thank you for dialing in. This is Dominic Jimenez, Sports Overnight America. With whom am I speaking today?
Hey, this is Dylan in Sonoma County. How you doing?
Hey, Dylan, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing all right. I heard you talking about Debo. I had to hop on the line because I definitely have some opinions to share.
By all means, what you got?
Look, if you have ever played the hit video game Madden, you know Debo is a vital asset to the 49ers roster. But unlike the Madden rating czar, the game has just not – it has passed him by so clearly. We see it every single week. He's slower. He has – almost no ability to break out of a tackle like he used to. And in true Kyle Shanahan fashion, he had something great and he ruined it. Like, it's time to move on. I'm thrilled that he asked for a trade. I think it'll give him as graceful an ending as possible. I'd be thrilled to get any sort of pick. I think the most likely scenario is that we end up trading him for somebody of consequence and we have to throw in a pick sort of as a, you know, unofficially, oh, it's the headline will read Debo for Devontae Adams or something, Debo for Tyreek Hill, some other disgruntled wide receiver or something like that. But the real trade will be the whatever draft compensation we send as a thank you for taking Debo off our hands in a graceful way. Because it's not working. He was never a good route runner. And when you take away that unique ability to get yards after catch, what does he offer you? Absolutely nothing. The Kyle offense of a yards after catch based system where your receivers are getting the ball on these short routes and they're taking it, you know, turning 3 yards into seven into 15. That is what Kansas City tried to do this year. And it got them through a lot of close games, but it did not get them through an actual competent defense. It's not sustainable in the league anymore. Everybody is drafting middle linebackers and corners and prioritizing the slot corner position in a way that just makes that harder and harder and harder to rely on. And Debo is the focal point of that, both in his own deterioration and defenses knowing how to play him. So I say, as a lifelong Niner fan, good riddance. Get rid of him tomorrow. I will drive him to the airport. Have fun in Miami or in New York, I assume.
No, I think you're 100% right. It's one of those ones. For me, it makes me feel like a cold heart, and a lot of Bay Area fans don't agree with me. But with some of these other players that have helped the local teams win and needed to move on, I'm like, hey, thank you for your service. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I will fondly remember the Debo Samuel of 3 and 4 years ago, what he did for this team. The huge plays, like you said, the catching the ball after 4 yards, running over a couple guys, spinning away from another guy, and then outrunning the rest of the defense. I will hold that version of him fondly in my heart. But you're right, it is time to let go, especially when you look at the 49ers. Obviously, Bill Walsh not around anymore, unfortunately, no longer with us. But his philosophy was get rid of a guy a year too early than a year too late. I think we're at the a year too late stage for Debo Samuel. But I think, again, he obviously wants out. There's been rumors of them possibly trading him now for a while. I think now is the time. And like you said, I think that's going to be the most obvious swap where a team has a star receiver who's maybe aged a bit that doesn't want to be there anymore, a Davante Adams, a Tyreek Hill, where they can bring in a guy who's a bit younger, maybe has a little bit more left in the tank. And like you said, the 49ers will attach a second or a third and be like, hey, thank you. I got to run to a break here soon. So, Dylan, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you listening and calling in on Sports Overnight America. All right, that was Dylan up. I believe he said Sonoma. And I'm Dominic Jimenez. We're about to hit break here. And he encapsulated my thoughts pretty much exactly where I was going to go with the segment. It's always nice when you and callers are on the same page. And to be fair, he did call in while I was talking about Debo, but he also could have fought me vehemently and said, no, Debo Samuel needs to be a lifelong 49er. How dare they trade him despite him asking for a trade? But nah, shout out to you, Dylan. That is a listener. When we vibe, it makes for a good call, too, and a good conversation. So coming up next, after this commercial break, I'll be joined by sports writer Dan Schlossberg. We'll talk about his new baseball annual. Here's the pitch, inaugural edition 2025.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. This is Sports Overnight America, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. It's a weird time of year. Football's done. Basketball's kind of still going, but they're about to break for the All-Star. Hockey's kind of going. They're not down the home stretch yet. Baseball, the hot stove has simmered down, but pitchers and catchers are getting ready to report shortly. So I think it's perfect time to bring in my next guest here, that is sports writer Dan Schlossberg. He's also the editor of the new baseball annual, Here's the Pitch 2025 Inaugural Edition. It'll feature articles on topics from future MLB expansion, inductees into the Hall of Fame likely going forward, pitchers in pursuit of 300 wins, rookies who might blossom into stars, controversies, opinions, and all of that good stuff. It's also written exclusively by members of the IBWAA, the Internet Baseball Writers Association of America, and Dan will select and edit the articles for each edition of Here's the Pitch, which will emphasize writing and research over statistics and analytics. Dan, welcome to the show, and I want to start, what was the process like for you as the editor, kind of putting different writers' content all together in Here's the Pitch 2025, the inaugural edition, to kind of make it a little cohesive?
It was hard to do because I wanted to pick different topics that really look forward to 2025 and beyond. And I went through the entire year, the entire last year of the newsletter, which comes out six times a week, of Here's the Pitch, and picked out articles and writers that I thought would really work well. So this book has 35 different essays by 15 different writers, including myself, on many different topics.
And how cool was it going from the Here's the Pitch newsletter that you just referred to being able to take that idea and that content, turn it into something bigger with the Here's the Pitch 2025 new baseball annual?
The articles that were written for Here's the Pitch newsletter in the last year were obviously written for that time, not written necessarily looking forward to the future. So they had to be updated and changed and made into future articles. For example, Aaron Judge, will he hit 500 home runs? That's still an open question. He's going to be 33 this year. Justin Verlander, will he win 300 games? We have a point counterpoint in this book. One writer says, yes, he will win 300, and I am the opposing writer who says, no, he won't. And we have, of course, the top 10 left out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. All kinds of controversies. Rob Manfred, you name it, it's here.
You mentioned him, so we got to talk about it now. Rob Manfred, and you actually used the word controversies, not related to him, but right before it. And Rob Manfred, no stranger to creating discourse among baseball fans, we'll say. So I know for me, I may not be, I'm still in my early 30s, but I have kind of an old guy at heart spirit about me where I'm not a huge fan of a lot of Rob Manfred's ideas and his changes to speed up the game and do this and that, make it more entertaining. I'm in that target demo and it does not appeal to me. So with the pitch clock, the extra inning rules, where do you land on that, Dan?
Well, I'm in my mid-70s and I grew up in the 50s and 60s. When there were two 18 leagues and the winners went directly to the World Series without passing go. So I hate the 12-team tournament of the postseason. It's a travesty because anything that compromises the integrity of the World Series is bad for baseball. And Rob Manfred, he is also bad for baseball. And that extra inning rule is a travesty. It's awful.
It truly is. And speaking of something else that might lead to potential changes in baseball, the Dodgers spending. I want to say it's unprecedented. Obviously, the Yankees of old had no issue spending money, but now the Dodgers are spending money, and we have this new system of deferring it where, hey, it's all within the rules and all of that. Do you think that's good as a whole for baseball, that we're finding that there is a team out there who is finding new ways to go out and win championships? Or do you think as a whole it's detrimental to this sport where, hey, these really rich teams are just going to load up, defer, and all these other teams have no shot?
It's definitely bad for baseball. And the biggest problem is publicizing the salaries, because once the first guy signs, everybody else's asking price goes up. And it's really three teams that are the issue here, the two New York teams and the Dodgers. Do you realize that those three teams spent more this offseason than the other 27 teams combined?
Wow. I did not know that, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because earlier I saw somebody had created a chart, and it was kind of sports-themed, but it was a punchline to it, but it was like, the cost of a Big Mac over the last 20 years has gone up 106%. The stock of Apple has gone up like 10,000%. The Marlins payroll in the last 20 years has gone down 3%. So the fact that teams are already starting to not spend the money, I get completely how it can cause problems, because small markets are already an issue, seemingly an issue in baseball.
Very much so. In fact, both teams in Florida are in trouble. The Tampa Bay Rays, their roof literally caved in on them, Tropicana Field. They don't know where they're going to play after this season. Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's are also playing in a minor league park this year. Pittsburgh Pirates don't pay their players. There are too many teams that are really ranked on the bottom in payroll, if you look at it. Even the Athletics are starting to pay more than some of the other teams. White Sox are near the bottom. So you've got teams like the Dodgers spending almost $400 million on players, and other teams spending less than $80 million. It's not fair.
Not at all. We're speaking with Dan Schlossberg. He's sports writer and editor of the new Baseball Annual. Here's the Pitch 2025 Inaugural Edition. And one of the things that I read in the description of the new book, Dan, is that there's an emphasizing of writing and research. What was the importance of that to you in an era that is so numbers-driven, both the game itself and then when we talk about it, it's always, okay, the Hall of Fame case for this guy. Here's his war. And it's not necessarily about what we watched when these guys played. So what was the importance for you of emphasizing the writing and the research over numbers?
I always thought that the best test for the Hall of Fame was your eyes. If you see a guy, you know pretty quickly whether he's a Hall of Fame caliber player or not. Mm-hmm. For example, Andrew Jones. He should have been a first ballot selection. There are only five outfielders in baseball history who have won 10 consecutive gold gloves. Each row is number four. The three before him are in the Hall of Fame. Andrew Jones is the only guy who did that who's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where I've been talking to people about Andrew Jones, a big advocate for him, and they're like, I watched him play. He was fine. I'm like, yeah, he was very good as a player, but take a quick look, and we don't need to break down the statistics and the FIP and we don't need to get into that. He's done things very few people have done, so I do appreciate that there is the focus on what we see, and writing and research. What were some of the challenges you faced, Dan? You mentioned that we're looking at 2025 and beyond, so there are some things where, okay, we're looking 4 or 5 plus years down the road, but did you have any challenges with deadlines kind of putting information together? Because the MLB offseason can take a long time for things to happen.
Oh, for sure. That's another issue. There needs to be a deadline on these free agent signings. There also should be a payroll cap, maybe not a salary cap, but a payroll cap. So a team like the Mets, who spent the most money of any team this offseason, can't do that. There needs to be a change. In fact, here's a warning, and I hate to say this, but we're not going to have a 2027 baseball season because the basic agreement expires after the 2026 season, and there's going to be a hard and fast owner's lockout, and it could wipe out the whole next season.
Do you think that's going to be a potential lockout where it's the full season and it stretches maybe even into 2028, or do you think it's going to be an abbreviated season like we saw, I want to say, just a handful of years ago? We added a shortened season, but not a lost season. Do you think it's going to end up being contentious enough to really drag out, or do you think that there's a chance that, hey, maybe this gets resolved quickly because we need to capitalize on the growth that we're creating within baseball?
There is tremendous wealth in baseball, but the owners have had enough. The owners of the 27 teams I mentioned that are not the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers, they've had enough. They want to have baseball as it used to be. We need parity, as Bud Selig used to say. And I'm not a fan of Bud Selig, but I'm certainly no fan of Marvin Miller, who should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I've got my opinions on Bud Selig also. I don't mind that he's in the Hall of Fame, but if we put him there, we kind of have to put all the guys like Sosa and Bonds and McGuire. We got to let them in and can't hold the steroids against him. But that's a time for a different topic. We got a few minutes left with you, Dan. If you were commissioner, you get put in tomorrow, but you're only going to get one season. But whatever decision you make, if it works, it's going to stay long term. What's one thing about the game of baseball that you would change to improve it as a whole?
Good question, but there's so many answers. I think I would do expansion and have four 8-team leagues, one set of playoffs, and the winners of those playoffs go right to the World Series. So I'd eliminate the great big tournament we have now.
I love it. And, Dan, for the people who are hearing this, like, hey, yeah, I want the kind of old-school style writing. I want to pick up this book for the Here's the Pitch 2025 Inaugural Edition. Where can people go to get a copy?
Best place to get it is to look up ACTA, A-C-T-A Publications. You can Google actapublications.com and go to their website and order it right from the publisher, and they'll send it right away. It's a great book. And by the way, Marcelo Zuna is on the cover. That's the only cover that he's going to appear on in any preseason publication.
Marcelo Zuna, perennially an underrated player and an unexpected cover boy of Here's the Pitch 2025, the inaugural edition from ACTA Publishing. We've been speaking with the editor, Dan Schlossberg. Dan, thanks so much for taking some time and talking baseball. Appreciate it. And congrats on the book.
Thank you very much. It was fun being here.
It's all my pleasure. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America. More on the other side.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription. And
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
All right, we got just a couple of minutes to wrap this one up. Another edition of Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network has neared completion. Now, we know about the Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks for Luka Doncic trade. We know about that. What maybe has not been talked about as much was that the Lakers also traded rookie Dalton Knecht, Cam Reddish, and a first-round pick, may have been another player, forgive me, I don't remember, for center Mark Williams, Hornets center Mark Williams. Well, that trade got scrapped. Lakers said he failed his physical, and there's some stuff there that we don't like. We're not going to pass him. He did not pass his physical, so the trade was rescinded. But because the trade deadline happened already, neither team can do anything about it. They can't go and get somebody else or whatever. We saw the Hornets welcome Mark Williams back. Like, hey, it was a tough decision, but this and that. We're glad that he's going to continue with the Hornets. Great. Dalton Knecht all has to awkwardly go back to the Lakers also. Cam Reddish has been hurt and hasn't played a lot, so I don't think that one's as big of a deal. But Dalton Knecht, he's going to be taking some time, he said. He's not ready. He's still processing everything. So he's not going to play for them in the meantime. I don't know how long that's going to take, but that's a life-changing move that he, you know, had to brace himself for. And then to have it undone, but you got to go back to your team who was willing to trade you in the first place. So Dalton Knecht told J.J. Redick, I'm not ready to play yet. I'm still processing. Give me some time. And with the emphasis on mental health in professional sports now, especially for men, I don't blame him one bit. And I hope the Lakers get him the resources that he might need to handle what was a, not traumatic, but very dramatic and sudden life-altering change that got reversed and undone. And now he's got to live with the fact that, all right, cool, I'm back on the Lakers. They didn't want me. They were willing to trade me. And I know it's a business, but these are still people. And for a rookie who hasn't had to change mid-season yet in his career, it's probably been a lot to take in. But that's not the only thing that's happened from that trade failure. Alex Len, the former center, was going to sign, I believe, with the Indiana Pacers. And now that the Lakers are not getting Mark Williams, guess who's signing with the Lakers? That's right, Alex Len will be joining the Lakers because the Lakers thought they were getting their center of the future. And now they ended up with no center. They still have Jackson Hayes. But you'd like to have some depth there. So there, Alex Len's like, I could sign with the Pacers. Or, I could go play with Luka and LeBron. Even if I'm not going to be the starter, I can go play with them. Yes, please. And I don't blame Alex Len one bit. If my choices were the Pacers or the Lakers, and that's no disrespect to Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton, but I'm going to go play with Luka and LeBron in Los Angeles. Sign me up. So that trade getting rescinded has minor ramifications throughout the NBA, not just between the Lakers and the Hornets. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining me here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. More sports talk coming your way next. Kick it here. We'll be back again with another edition of Sports Overnight America.